Good morning, everyone. Today is the 20th of March, 2023. It's Monday morning, and I've relayed this several times to people, but during the 1967 war, I remember there was a lot of hoopla about, 1948, Israel became a nation, and everybody was talking about the fact that, the Jews were God's chosen people and everything. And my dad really pushed back against that, and I think he kind of went to the extreme, but I think the reason he went to the extreme was because of what was happening. Everybody was exalting the state of Israel. Now, there are two words I want to talk about just before we get into Romans 11. The one word I want to talk about is concurrent. You look up the word concurrent, it means two things happening at the same time. Okay. Two things happening, at the same time. In other words, I believe this is pretty evident by messianic prophecy, but oftentimes when an Old Testament prophet would tell of some event, it was not only talking about the current event happening at that time, but it was also talking about another event that was going to happen in the future. And I frankly believe that is what much of the prophecy is doing in the Old Testament, is concurrent. Whenever Daniel is talking about end times, I think he's talking about the very end times. It was just not during the time that he was living in. And the same thing, I think, can be found in the book of Revelation, which is also called the Apocalypse. I don't think it's talking just about 70 AD, and I don't think Matthew 24 is just talking about 70 AD. Now, it was talking some about 70 AD, about this temple being destroyed, and we saw Titus come in and destroy the temple, and not one stone was left upon another. But Christ didn't stop there. He said, this is the beginning of sorrows. He didn't say it was the ending of sorrows. That brings about the second word I want to talk about, and that is the word fulfill. What is the definition of fulfill? Fulfill means to bring to completion or reality. Something that is promised or predicted coming to fruition. To carry out a task or duty or role as pledged or expected. Was everything fulfilled in 70 AD? Was everything fulfilled in Daniel? Was everything fulfilled? And so I remember my dad, when this was going on in 1967 war, he said, let me tell you, I know that not all the Jews are God's chosen people, because most of them don't even believe in the Messiah, who's Jesus Christ. Well, he was right. And that's still the case today. Most Jews do not believe in Jesus Christ as their Messiah. They're looking for a future Messiah, their own Messiah. Okay, and they're looking to do a lot of things. I heard the other day that Prime Minister Netanyahu has said that he believed God told him he's the one that's going to rebuild the temple and reinstitute animal sacrifices, But all of that being said, I do want to say this, and we're going to read through the 11th chapter of Romans. I do believe that God has purposes for a remnant of the Jews in the future. You say, oh, you're a futurist. No. But I do believe not only has God already has his remnant of Jews, but I think he's got some more Jews that haven't come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I think a lot of people are boasting against the branches, and I think that's dangerous. We don't know who's God. We do not know who's God, who are God's remnant Jews are. We don't know. And there's one specific verse that I think we need to consider very carefully. Okay, and that is the 25th verse of chapter 11. It says, I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness. Remember I talked about fulfillment or fulfilling? There's a root of that word right there. Until the fullness or until the fulfillment of the Gentiles be come in. Now, it's my personal opinion, based upon my study of the Bible and understanding of it, that the fulfillment of the Gentiles is near to its fruition. I believe that. I believe that the fullness of the Gentiles is near its fruition. Now, when he says all Israel shall be saved, we know he's talking about both Jew and Gentile, both male and female, both black and white, rich and poor, and so on. That's spiritual Israel he's talking about. So I'm going to read through this. I think what I'll do is have Mark read through it, and then I'll make some comments about it after Mark reads through this chapter. But as Mark reads through this, what I'd like for you to do is consider the fact that not all of the Jewish remnant has come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ yet. That's my point. Now, when will they come to a saving? That's a whole other subject. Some people say it's after the tribulation. Some say it's before. I'm not going to go into all that right now.
I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. What ye not, what the scripture saith, Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. What saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which she seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be made a snare, and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a recompense unto them. Their eyes be darkened, that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. I say that, have they stumbled, they should fall, God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation has come to the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now, if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more than their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. If by any means I may provoke to immolation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For the casting away of them, the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches be broken off, and thou being a wild olive tree were grafted among them, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off, and thou standest by faith, be not high-minded, but fear. From God spare not the natural branches, take heed, lest he also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. They also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For thou wert cut off out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature to good olive tree. How much more shall these, which be the natural branch, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel, and to fullness the Gentiles be come in. So all Israel shall be saved, as written, there shall come out of Zion deliverance, shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, which I shall take away their sins, concerning the gospel, their enemies for your sakes, for his protection of elections, their beloved for the Father's sakes. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath concluded them all in belief, that he might have mercy upon all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Mark. Well, as Mark was reading that, I was thinking about the fact that the foundation of God stand is sure. God knows who are his. He knows who are his elect remnant Jews, as well as he knows who are the elect remnant Gentiles. So let us not boast against the branches, you know. And this is exactly what Paul's saying here. And I do not believe that all of the remnant Jews have come to saving knowledge of Jesus Christ yet. But they will, guaranteed. So that's my thought on this chapter. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.